The News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It is 1 degree below zero at 12 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Bitter cold and snow in Iowa are the conditions for people voting in the first contest in the presidential races. The GOP caucuses in Iowa are tonight. Polls show Donald Trump has a big advantage, but Nikki Haley says don't count her out.
We are the only one going up in the polls. Everybody else is going down. That says something. And we know that momentum that we take from Iowa is going to go into New Hampshire. It's going to get even stronger in South Carolina until we finish this. This will be a two-person race with me and Donald Trump.
The winner of the Iowa caucuses is expected to get a boost heading into New Hampshire's first in the nation primary next week. The weather isn't an issue just in Iowa. In Buffalo, New York, the Bills are hosting an NFL playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers today. It was postponed because of heavy snow yesterday. The AP's John Warrow is in Buffalo.
There's several dozen shovelers out in the stadium digging out all the seats, going row by row. So it's going to be a long process, but at least it's not snowing. It's bitter cold, and the wind is picking up.
Temperature at game time in Buffalo is expected to be around 18 degrees. Officials say Houthi rebels struck a U.S.-owned ship off the coast of Yemen in the Gulf of Aden. The attack came less than a day after the rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. The U.S. and Britain recently launched attacks to try to stop the Houthis. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak defended the move to Parliament.
I do not take decisions on the use of force lightly. That's why I stress that this action was taken in self-defense. It was limited, not escalatory. It was a necessary and proportionate response to a direct threat to UK vessels and therefore to the UK itself.
After 2 weeks in the hospital following complications from prostate cancer surgery, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released. It was kept secret from senior Biden administration officials and staff for weeks. This is AP News. The anti-poverty organization Oxfam says the world could have its first trillionaire.
The group has released an annual assessment of global inequalities, timed to the World Economic Forum's gathering of political and business elites at the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Oxfam says the fortunes of the five richest men have spiked by 114% in real terms since 2020, when the world was reeling from the coronavirus pandemic. They are Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault and his family of luxury company LVMH, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Oracle founder Larry Ellison, and investment guru Warren Buffett. By contrast, Oxfam says nearly 5 billion people have been made poorer since the pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Carolina holds on to number one in the AP Top 25 Women's College Basketball poll. Iowa is number two. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 0 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. A wind chill advisory goes back into effect tonight from 6 tonight through noon tomorrow for wind chills as low as 25 to 30 degrees below zero. Partly sunny and very chilly today with a high of 2, west winds 8 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds and bitter cold with a low of 12 below, and tomorrow partly sunny and frigid with a high of 2. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 0 degrees after a low this morning of 14 below. We do have some weather-related announcements. The Spring Green Community Food Pantry is closed today, but will be held again next Monday, January 22nd. Avoca and Rural EMS will not have a benefit spaghetti dinner tonight. It has been postponed until next Monday, and Simple Elegance is closed until Tuesday.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Multiple agencies responded yesterday morning to a fire at Insight FS, an agriculture building with attached office just outside of Cobb. Currently, the fire is being allowed to burn with smoke, flames, and hot spots present. Fire is contained, but the location is still an active scene. The location will remain closed and barricaded. The public is asked to continue to stay away from the location as it is private property and crews are beginning the cleanup process. At this time, the shelter-in-place recommendation for the Village of Cobb has been lifted. Six team members from the 54th Civil Support Team, a National Guard chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear response team trained to support civil authorities to assist with an air monitoring and life safety incident, responded to the scene. Two of those team members entered the incident area and conducted air monitoring. All air monitoring was either near normal background levels or very low. In coordination with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, it was determined the area outside Insight FS was similar concern to a normal fire with regard to gas monitoring. Cobb residents may find debris in their yards. Debris is building materials and office content. Residents are asked to collect and discard in normal garbage pickup. A dangerous Arctic blast will continue sweeping across the U.S. and prolong a bitter cold that has set record low temperatures in parts of the country and threatens to further disrupt daily life. The National Weather Service says wind chills are expected to push down temperatures through at least midweek, possibly to 30 degrees below zero from the northern Rockies to northern Kansas and into Iowa, testing the hardiness of caucus goers willing to brave the deep chill today. Arctic storms have left at least four dead and knocked out electricity to tens of thousands in the Northwest, brought snow to the South, and walloped the Northeast with blizzard conditions. With the high snow totals and pending dangerously cold temperatures, our area HVAC professionals want to remind residents of safety tips to ensure furnaces and other equipment operate properly. Keep vents and meters clear of snow and ice. If you have natural gas appliances that vent outside of your home, keep the vent pipes clear. Make sure natural gas and electric meters are easily accessible and safe. Never shovel snow onto your meters or let excessive snow cover them. Snow and ice should be removed from meters by hand or with a broom, as shovels and other tools can damage the equipment. When shoveling or snow blowing, make sure not to bury the meters with the moving snow. And remove icicles that may drip water onto the meters, as icy buildup can interfere with the flow of natural gas through the meter and into the house. The forecasted extreme cold conditions will likely cause furnaces and heating equipment to work harder than usual and struggle to keep up. Tips for keeping your home comfortable during extremely cold temperatures include: take programmable thermostats off setback mode and set to a permanent hold around 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Older or undersized units can struggle to reach and maintain ideal temperatures during extremely cold weather. Check furnace air filters. Dust, pet dander, and other particles will cause your HVAC system to work harder because of decreased airflow. Check all interior registers, air vents, and radiators to make sure they are clear of any obstructions or blockages. Keep furniture away to allow best air movement. A little prevent maintenance goes a long way to help keep your HVAC systems operating during these challenging winter conditions. An independent analysis shows that most of the newly ordered maps redrawing Wisconsin's political boundaries for the state legislature would keep Republicans in majority control, but their dominance would be reduced. Seven sets of new state Senate and Assembly maps were submitted Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered them after ruling last month that the current maps drawn by Republicans are unconstitutional. Marquette University Law School research fellow John D. Johnson's analysis shows that all of the assembly maps would keep the GOP majority had they been in effect in 2022. Five of the seven Senate maps would keep Republican majorities, but in both cases, Democrats would make gains. A setback for efforts to remove Wisconsin's elections administrator. A Dane County judge ruled Friday that Megan Wolf is legally holding her position and that the six-member Wisconsin Elections Commission is under no obligation to appoint a new administrator. The bipartisan commission deadlocked in June on a vote to reappoint Wolf. Republican commissioners voted in favor of reappointment, but Democrats abstained, and that blocked the nomination from going to the state Senate, where Wolf could have been fired. Wolf has been the target of Donald Trump supporters who falsely claim she played a role in handling the 2020 election to President Joe Biden. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature would make 17-year-olds licensed EMS first responders. Three Northwest Wisconsin Republicans backing the proposal say it would aid rural communities in the state in having adequate staffing for an ambulance response. Currently, candidates must be 18 years old to be officially registered as an EMS responder. The bill would not require organizations to hire 17-year-olds, but they would be allowed to evaluate the teen's maturity level before deciding to bring one on board. An amendment to the bill would also require any 17-year-old responder to be accompanied by an experienced EMS practitioner. The field for the Democratic challenger to Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden grew smaller over the weekend when Tara Johnson, the former La Crosse County board chair, ended her campaign. Johnson cited the loss of her father, the need to spend more time with family in a crowded primary field as reasons to end her campaign. Johnson did not endorse any of the other three candidates. Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said that social media reports of a pair of explosions in Stoddard are unfounded. In a release Sunday, Sheriff Roy Torgerson said there were no reports of any explosions on Saturday evening. Torgerson said there was no danger to the community. Speculation on social media was the loud noises were caused by fireworks, gunshots, or frostquakes. When consumers have been scammed, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is there to assist those who have been taken advantage and also helps take action on those who are victims of a scam. On November 20th, 2023, DATCAP announced a major settlement with Dollar General Corporation. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We really announced this settlement so consumers are aware and can use this information to really instill practices when they're shopping and be aware that things do happen. So the agency had a settlement with Dollar General, and it was to resolve over 600 alleged violations of price accuracy laws and a number of violations of refund policy disclosure requirement laws in our state. So under the settlement, Dollar General doesn't admit to any violations of law, but they'll be paying over $850,000 in civil forfeiture surcharges and fees. And what happened is that our state weights and measures inspectors, as well as some municipal programs and their city sealers, went out and conducted inspections from January 30th to February 10th of this year at 238 Dollar General stores. And they checked more than 7,000 different packages or products at the price scanner. And 662 scanned at a higher price than what was posted. So that's 9% of all inspected products. And what that on average turned out to be is inaccurate prices at a rate of 17% higher cost than the stated price.
Dollar General did not admit to any violation of Wisconsin law, but will pay $850,000 in civil forfeiture, surcharges, and fees. Even if Dollar General did not cause any violations in this case, it is a good example to help consumers aware of price accuracy.
We want consumers to use this as a message to always be sure that they are paying attention to the shelf price and what's actually being scanned when they check out, and raising attention to the clerk if they're at an attended register, or bringing a customer service rep or management in if you're at a self-checkout, to point out the discrepancy in price if it's happening when you're scanning out. And, you know, you can take a notebook and write on a piece of paper what that shelf price is, or you can take a photo of the shelf price just to be sure things are scanning accurately and that corrections are being made at the register when you are there and bringing them to the attention. And let Consumer Protection and the Bureau of Weights and Measures know about these issues so we can follow up with the retailers as well.
Violation of price accuracy laws could happen at any place where items are purchased. Reinen says that the place of business should have something to help make consumers aware of price accuracy.
Be sure that you really are paying attention at checkout and that you're getting the promoted price for the product that you are purchasing. And there's also supposed to be a sign under the law that tells consumers that they are entitled to the difference between the posted price and the price charge at the point of sale. They should be getting that refund if there are errors. So, of course, we would want consumers to let us know if they're not seeing that signage as well.
If you feel you may have been overcharged and are not compensated, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. It's currently a sunny 1 degree above zero in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. Our news will continue in a moment.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
It's a sunny 1 degree above zero in Richland Center at 1221. Average gas prices in Wisconsin rose 14 cents in the last week. The average across the state sits at $2.75 per gallon today. This is only 3 cents higher than a month ago and over 35 cents lower than this time last year. The lowest price gas in the state yesterday was $2.09 a gallon, while the highest was $3.39. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the fighting in the Red Sea between the U.S. and Houthi militants is driving the market volatility. The attacks caused oil prices to jump, but weak demand and high gasoline inventories are putting downward pressure on prices. The ice on some Wisconsin waterways was still hit or miss over the weekend. In Columbia County late Sunday morning, two snowmobiles went through the ice on Lake Wisconsin at Sunset Bay. They were about 100 feet from shore. One person made it to shore on their own, but rescue crews had to throw a ski rope to the second person, who was still in the water. Luckily, he was wearing a flotation device for snowmobilers that authorities say greatly helped in his rescue. The Iowa caucuses are tonight, the first step to the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee this summer. Former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he won't be there if Donald Trump's the nominee. Donald Trump Jr. says that's fine with him.
He's the rhino that the America First movement despises. So if he doesn't show up to the convention in Milwaukee, no one gives a damn. I think he'd be booed if he went.
That's Trump speaking with WISN TV's Up Front. January is Radon Action Month. Area health departments are urging residents to test their homes for radon gas. Americans spend about 90% of their time indoors, but indoor air is not always as safe as it may seem. About 1 in 15 homes in the U.S. has radon levels at or above the EPA action level, according to the National Cancer Institute. About 1 out of 10 Wisconsin homes has high radon levels, according to Wisconsin Health Services. Troy Morris is an environmental health coordinator for Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. He also serves Richland and Vernon counties for radon education and testing. He says testing your home or business is important.
It's important because radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer, right behind smoking. And the wintertime is when our radon levels are the highest in our homes. You can't see or smell the gas. So the only way to find out if you have high radon levels in your home is to test. And your local health departments have radon test kits that are available at no cost. And this time of year is a great time to test.
Wisconsin Health Services says radon causes 21,000 lung cancer deaths nationwide each year. About 2,900 of these deaths occur among people who have never smoked.
It doesn't matter on what the home is like, brand new, older, that part does not matter. So no, you know, roughly our test kits, about 45% of them come back above 4.0. So close to half is in the same boat if you have a higher radon level. It doesn't matter. We find it in old homes and new homes. It all just kind of depends on how the home is built. You know, some older homes are very drafty and the level isn't as high. But some are built with, you know, maybe a dirt basement or a failing concrete floor, and those levels are high. So even if your neighbor may have low radon, it does not mean that your home may not be high. So the only way to know is to test.
High radon levels have been found in every state and in every type of home. Although testing can be done year-round, January is a good month to test. It is cold and people stay indoors more with the home shut tight. Radon is able to build up in the home more in the winter as windows and doors stay tightly shut. Troy Morris says testing is the only way to know what the radon level is in your home.
The radon levels are the highest in the winter, and our test kits that we have are short-term test kits. So they sit in the home for 2 to 4 days. So we want to know the worst case scenario is when you want to test for it with those short-term test kits. That is in the wintertime because your house kind of acts like a chimney. The warm air in the winter rises to the ceilings, and that air has to be replaced from somewhere. So it comes from the basement area, and it gets pulled up through any small cracks in the basement floor. That's what brings the radon into our home. That's why the level is higher in the winter.
While radon comes through the soil under and around your home, testing is not necessarily done in the basement or lowest level of the home.
We'd actually have you test on the floor you use more than an hour a day. So if the basement is only for storage or you may not have a basement, then it would go on the first floor.
The level of action to mitigate radon is a test score of 4.0 or higher. Making repairs to eliminate radon gas can be simple and affordable.
There is a way to mitigate that radon level. There's a system that is put into the home. There are professionals that are state certified that can do that for you. In Wisconsin, you do not have to be certified to do the work, but we would definitely recommend that since they've been through classes to learn how to do it. And it's simply put, they put a PVC pipe kind of through your concrete floor in the basement. It can go up through the house or on the outside of the house and kind of up to the roof line. That's going to act just like a chimney. There's going to be a fan that's placed in that pipe, and then it sucks the radon out from underneath the concrete of your basement into the pipe outside where it doesn't hurt anybody.
In southwest Wisconsin, Morris says that radon testing has shown an increase of residents being aware of what they have in their homes.
Southwest Wisconsin has the second highest level of radon in the state, and it's because we have a lot of limestone. And that limestone cracks very easily in our ground, leaving wide spaces for radon to travel up through easily to get into our homes.
When purchasing a home is the perfect time to have a radon test conducted, and purchasers can request a test be done. Radon testing is also something that should be done every couple of years when you change your heating or cooling system or build an addition. Anyone wishing to test their home for radon gas may get a free test kit from their local health department.
Stop at your local health department, and even if you're from Richland County and you happen to be traveling through Vernon County or Iowa County, it's okay that you can still stop there and get a free radon test kit, and then you do that, and then you put it into the mail, and about 2 weeks later, you'll get the results back from the laboratory, and then if it's high, the health department will contact you. So the lab will also send you a copy of your results, so you will see that too, and if you always have questions, you can always feel free to reach out to your local health department. They can explain what those results mean and what they look like.
For more information, Troy Morris can be reached at the Grant County Health Department, 608-723-6416. That's 723-6416. The UW-Milwaukee is putting a house with a likely value of over $1 million on the market. The school says it plans to sell a home previously used by the school's chancellor as part of an effort to reduce costs. A request for permission to sell the house on Lake Drive in Milwaukee will be submitted to the UW Board of Regents. It was purchased by the university in 2012 for just under $1 million. UW-Milwaukee says the house, which they said allowed the chancellor to entertain potential donors and business and research partners, was purchased with private donations and proceeds from the sale of a previous chancellor's residence in nearby Shorewood. The school is dealing with a projected $18.8 million deficit. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board will meet in person for the January board meeting to consider several proposed rulemaking documents, a proposed land sale, and donations. The meeting will begin at 8:30 Wednesday morning, January 24th, originating from a public meeting room in the State Natural Resources Building in Madison. The public is encouraged to watch the January board meeting on the DNR's YouTube channel. The deadline to register for public appearance request and to submit written comments is 11 o'clock this Wednesday morning. Remote testimony from the public via Zoom may be accepted. In-person public appearances are also welcome. The complete January NRB meeting agenda is available on the DNR website. Snowmobile trails in southwestern Wisconsin are open, with a few exceptions, after last week's snowfall left over 2 feet of snow in some places. Areas where trails are closed mostly are places where trails go over water, as wetlands, rivers, and lakes aren't frozen over yet. Riders are asked to check with local clubs for the status of trails and up-to-date information about conditions. You can see a statewide snow report at travelwisconsin.com. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Pam Sobranek of Lone Rock on ticket number 243. It's a sunny 1 degree above zero at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Monday, January 15th. David J. Meixelsperger, 80 of Plain, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 2 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Wednesday from noon until the time of mass at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Dave Meixelsperger is survived by his wife Darlene, daughter Doreen and Kurt Lack, a son Dean, three grandchildren, two great-granddaughters, a brother John and Josie, brothers-in-law Felix Ring and Tommy and Lucy Johnson, sisters-in-law Dorothy Bowl, Dolores Gruber, Alna Pletzer, Carol Knockreiner, Joanne Hill, Pearl Meixelsperger, and Carol Meixelsperger. Also many nieces, nephews, and other relatives. David J. Meixelsperger, 80 of Plain. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena, died Tuesday after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker is survived by his wife, Dorothy, three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker, seven grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died last Monday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Fred Waltz is survived by two children, Wendy and Dennis Butler, and Wade and Jesse Waltz, four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, five siblings, Sandy Scanlon, Pat and Steve Updike, Tom and Pam Waltz, Nancy and Mike Devlin, and Michelle and Rich Bender, sister-in-law, Sally Waltz and Steve Fritz, numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins, his significant other, Kathy Wallen, and Kathy's three daughters, son, 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rachel and Andrew Rongholt had a son, Huntley Gregory.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Daniel and Casey Broadbent. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, bitter cold air entrenched across the central and eastern United States right now as the coldest air of the winter season comes down across the region. Definitely plan on bundling up all week long. It's going to stay about 15 degrees below normal, at least through Friday. And then some gradual moderation in the temperatures expected as the weekend goes on, as the jet stream starts to lift back to the north. It's a very dry pattern this week for our region as well, as most of the active storms go south of us, and the lake effect snow, of course, stays well to the north. Parts of upper and lower Michigan could pick up another couple feet of snow throughout this week. Pretty impressive. Well, we are expecting wind chill concerns to continue for a few more days, so be sure to bundle up and avoid frostbite by getting those extremities covered if you're going to be outside for any length of time. And make sure you have an extra blanket or two in the vehicles in case you'd have a little trouble there as well traveling. Now, forecast now for the rest of today, partly sunny and very chilly as temperatures climb to about 2 degrees. West wind between 8 and 18 miles an hour. Wind chill advisory kicks in again this evening at 6 p.m., running up through noon tomorrow. A low temperature near 12 below zero. The west wind near 10 miles an hour, dropping the wind chills to as low as 25 to 30 below zero. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Another day very similar to today with a high of 2. West-southwest wind between 10 and 20. Tomorrow night, variably cloudy, low 8 below zero. Wednesday will be just a touch warmer with partly sunny skies, high near 12 degrees. Heading into Thursday, the clouds increase, low 5 below, high of 10. A slight chance of light snow showers Thursday night as a system passes south of Wisconsin. Friday, decrease in clouds, low 4 below, high of 8. And Saturday, partly cloudy, low 10 below, high of 13. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, low 3 below, high near 24. 30s could come in by next Monday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 2 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 1 above, our low this morning was 14 below. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 2 above. The record high for this date was set in 1974 at 56 degrees. The record low, 38 below, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 27. Sunset today will be at 4:51 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:31. Currently in Richland Center, we have light westerly winds. The barometer is down to 30.15 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 2 degrees above zero. We do have some weather-related announcements. The Spring Green Community Food Pantry is closed today, but will be held again next Monday. Avoca and Rural EMS will not have a benefit spaghetti dinner tonight. It has been postponed until next Monday. Second Harvest Food Pickup in Boscobel tomorrow, January 16th, is canceled. And Simple Elegance is closed until Tuesday.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The market for sustainable aviation fuel has a lot of growing up to do. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. While there's buzz in the ag industry about producing sustainable aviation fuels, one ag marketing expert believes success will not be overnight. Scott Irwin is with the University of Illinois.
There's a lot of hype and interest, particularly on the ethanol side, about sustainable aviation fuel.
And there are some pretty good sized subsidies that will be coming online in 2025 for it. But I'd have to put it out there as the most overhyped market development that I can ever recall, you know, in terms of what's going to happen in the short run.
At the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference, Irwin said we now produce less than 20 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel in the U.S. And while that sounds like a lot,
we haven't even got to the starting line of that industry. The technology is not really proven at scale, particularly on the ethanol side. There's huge long-run potential for sustainable aviation fuel because jet fuel is about a 25 billion gallon market in the United States right now. So if you even replace half of that, that's a lot of gallons of biofuels.
Irwin returns for tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Quarterly grain and oilseed stocks are mostly up on the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The USDA says the domestic corn supply on December 1st was 12.2 billion bushels. That's 13% larger than December 1st of 2022, following a year-to-year increase in production, which canceled out stronger indicated quarterly disappearance. Soybean stocks, 3 billion bushels, 1% less than a year ago because of a smaller crop, while indicated quarterly disappearance declined by 6%, partially due to slower export demand. The quarterly wheat stocks were reported at 1.4 billion bushels, that's 8% higher with a bigger crop in 23 than 24, and quarterly disappearance falling sharply because of lower global demand for U.S. wheat. The head of the Michigan Pork Producers Association says federal legislation needs to consider recent state laws that dictate how livestock should be raised. Mary Kalpinski tells Brownfield while the EATS Act is intended to counter California's Proposition 12 law and allow for interstate movement of ag goods, it's a partisan effort.
We're hoping to work with legislators here in Michigan and across the country to come up with a bipartisan solution for the Prop 12 issue, something that would really kind of look at the meat supply situation and making sure that we still have quality protein available.
She says in several states, farmers have spent more than a decade and millions of dollars to meet state regulations on animal housing.
We had an opportunity to make modifications to the buildings. We had opportunity to do a lot of research to make sure that we were keeping the animals' needs in mind, but also time to train our labor force.
Kalpinski says it's also a very difficult time financially for pork producers, and money is not available to make infrastructure modifications. An auctioneer suggests the farm machinery market is softening. John Tofty with I-35 Auctions in North Iowa says prices for heavy equipment of all kinds seems to be leveling off.
Some sources I see in the last few months have stated that they've come down about 9% versus the quarter of the year previous. So things are leveling out.
He tells Brownfield interest rates are the primary reason.
There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Tofty says this is typically a slower season for machinery auctions, but with online sales continuing to gain popularity, he believes the winter months could become a very strong time. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is urging Congress to fully fund the Women, Infant, and Children program. During a call with reporters Thursday, the secretary said the WIC program is critical to providing nutrition and health support for those in need.
Of the 6.7 million participants, which is up about 400,000 from a year ago, over 3.6 million of those are children, 1.5 million infants.
I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Agra America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agra America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agra America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agra America's podcast directory at agraamerica.com/podcasts. agraamerica.com/podcasts.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
A slow day for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grubner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. It's a slow start to the week for direct cash cattle trade activity. Taking a look back at last week, there was a light round of direct cash cattle business that took place across all of cattle country Friday. Live deals in the South were at $172. That's a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Live deals in Nebraska and Iowa were marked at $173, with a few at $174, which is about steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted average basis. Deals in the North were marked anywhere from $272 to $275, steady to $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Weather continues to be a challenge for many in cattle country as temperatures remain bitterly cold following the varying amounts of snowfall. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice down 59 cents at 288.67. Select was 202 higher at midday at 273.87. At the Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota last Friday, steers 550 to 699 pounds were $2 higher to $4 lower. Steers 700 to 799 pounds were $10 to $12 lower. Heifers from 500 to 549 pounds were $10 to $15 lower. And heifers 550 to 599 pounds and 700 to 749 pounds were $6 to $10 higher. The USDA says the market was fairly active with the best demand for full loads. Most of the calves were home-raised, fully preconditioned, and long-time weaned. Flesh conditions range from light-fleshed hay-fed cattle to moderate-fleshed cattle coming out of yards. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 675 to 695 pounds, brought $250 to $269. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 553 to 588 pounds, brought 256 to 280.50. Cash hogs were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. The cash hog market remains under pressure. Winter weather brought some added negativity to the market last week. Movement was limited, and that's likely going to push hog weights higher again this week, adding even more pork to the market. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, giving packers even more leverage. Processors aren't being forced to bid up to move needed numbers, and prices have reflected that. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, which is expected to continue. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.69 to $87.77. Bellies jumped more than $11 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends, playing music,
lunchtime,
math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
Grains and oilseeds are monitoring weather in South America very closely. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, the chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that the focus for corn and soybean futures markets right now is on Argentina and Brazil, and one crop in particular.
And I think the focus is really on the soybean discussion. You know, while we have started some
minuscule harvest for the very, very far northern reaches. This is not anywhere close to where the bulk of production is at. We're still looking at reproductive phase going for the majority of the crop right now as we speak and into early February. And with this forecast change we've seen for the second week weather forecast for Brazil moving back to below normal moisture, I certainly would suggest that during this reproductive phase, there is room for further declines on soybeans for Brazil. Question for us is on the corn side. At this point in time, we can't take major hits to that small first crop, which is completely reproduction for a lot of areas. You know, as far as a planting issue on the second area, perhaps we could take 1-2% off the total. We can't really hit corn numbers for Brazil until we see their production phase in April.
Soybean and corn futures were lower on Friday ahead of the holiday weekend, seeing pressure from the USDA's most recent set of supply, demand, and production numbers. Soybeans were down with the 2023 U.S. soybean crop a little bit larger than expected, pulling ending stocks higher while quarterly stocks were lower. On the South American side of things, the USDA raised the crop outlook for Argentina, and while Brazil was down from December, it is still above the most recent guess from CONAB. Corn was also lower, with the USDA confirming record large production and a record high yield in the states last year, with increases for ending and quarterly stocks, and the USDA did lower production and exports this marketing year for Brazil. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
What's happening with retail prices? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There's been talk that food price inflation will temper some in 2024, and that's good news for consumers and their budgets. University of Missouri ag economist Scott Brown talks about how retail prices shaped up for December 2023.
Yeah, so on the beef side to begin with, December 2023, the choice retail beef price was $8 and a penny. That's 7.5% above what we were a year ago. You look at some of the individual cuts here on the beef side, sirloin steak prices, choice sirloin steak prices, 15% above year ago levels. When you look at year to date changes, we're talking about choice retail beef price up 5.2%. On the pork side of the equation, we were actually down just slightly December of 2023 at $4.82 a pound on the retail pork price. Your favorite sliced bacon also lost 2.6% year over year. And when we look at year to date numbers, we're down 1.8% on the retail pork price. And that's really driven by what was a nearly 9% decline in bacon prices 2023 relative to 22.
And with the potential for more pork supplies, Brown says pork prices could fall even further. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.